Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
He's the worst quarterback that has played in the NFL the last 5 years.
Period.
Loser. And that's embarrassing. We look like losers.
And they weren't ready. Weren't ready.
He went from all Sean to some Sean to no Sean in about a month here. If you're not going to help us, get out of the damn way.
Period.
It's almost like he's paralyzed by indecision.
And folks, I got a better word for it, Danny. How about, could it be possible this kid takes scared the death pill?
Super Bowl. And a Hall of Famer. Dan Hampton standing by. Let's break it down, kids. And by the way, Hamp, Mark Carmen's here as well if you need to yell at anybody.
Well, it's been a couple of weeks since I've had the opportunity to scream and throw things at anyone, so I may have to stop by later, Carm.
Good morning, Hamp. Good to see you.
Well, you know what I could do for you, Hamp, because I'm your friend. If you want me to throw something at him as your designated thrower, I mean, you just say the item. I mean, we've got a tape dispenser here. We got pens. So, you know, anything you want me to throw at Carmen, you let me know.
Well, he'll tell you, Kaz has got the best arm of the bunch, of the three of us.
Intimidating man when Glenn Kozlowski is angry.
And I was thinking about this the other day. I was watching the golf tournament. You know that Kaz was the world champion surfer at age 14? He lived in San Diego. He was the world champion surfer for age 14.
Makes total sense, doesn't it, when you look at him now?
Yeah. Now he looks like a pineapple on a plate.
All right, so the default position is, of course, the Patriots are going to win because they always win. But the coach doesn't play, and the quarterback's not getting any younger, and there's not all-stars all over the field, and the Falcons are hot. Why won't this be a competitive game? Why won't the Falcons win?
Oh, boy. You know, I will tell you this. I'm almost astonished at the level of believers in the Falcons. And this goes, you know, on Pro Football Weekly, you know, Coach Wanstead, Marcus, Pat Boyle, they've picked the Falcons in this. And Dan Pompeo and myself, we're leaning toward the Patriots. But the one thing is, and that's the great thing about the game of football, and maybe no other sport, do you have to really go out there and prove it? And the Patriots know that it's not as easy as it looks, and it seems like there's always a freak play or two that has doomed the Patriots. Are the Atlanta Falcons able to hang around, stay in the game, and make those kind of plays? I don't know, but I'll tell you this. The one thing that jumps out, hey, both quarterbacks, you know, Tom Brady may be the best quarterback we've ever seen play. Matt Ryan probably will win the MVP, so he'll be the best player that we saw play this year. Both offenses, you know, very good. But the Patriots defense, they don't have they're so much better than the sum of their parts when they play together. And Atlanta, I think they're 24th or 5th in the league in points allowed. Well, guess what? The Patriots are number one. They were the best in the league. So those are the kind of stats that it's hard to get past it.
How do you combat that if you're the Atlanta Falcons? I mean, you can't just go watch Packers game film and go, look how good we look, look what we did there, because this is a different team.
The Atlanta offense, and everyone wants to say Matt Ryan, well, it runs through Julio Jones.
Yep.
And you saw exactly, and that's why Kyle Shanahan is going to be a head coach in the NFL. He's the offensive coordinator of the Falcons. He knows how to get this thing going. Well, early in the Packer game, they involved Julio Jones, who's a video game with a helmet, and if you don't control him early, then the rest of the game you're trying to figure out ways to get him covered, ways to get him stopped, and while you're doing that, then the rest of the offense beat you. You know, they've got Tevin Coleman, some other, you know, they run the ball hard. They've got a decent offensive line. You really can't count on, you know, offensive line breakdowns to allow easy pressures and sacks. So, I mean, it was the number one scoring offense in football. And so they know what they want to do, and they did it against not only the Green Bay Packers, but they think they can do it again against the Patriots. So, again, that's the chess game. Gus Bradley was, and he was done hired as the in the right fashion. He was the coordinator for Pete Carroll and the Seahawks, and after they won their second Super Bowl together, he was tabbed to be the new head coach. And he's in two very short years, he's rebuilt the defense and got them into the Super Bowl. So you almost have to think, even if the Falcons don't win, hey, it's been one hell of a productive season and something they can build on.
Yeah, and they've got one of the best young coaches in the league. All right, Mark Harmon. And keep in mind, there's risk here involved because I have in my hand the book from our guest later this hour that I will throw at you in honor of Hamp if he wants me to. But who are you picking?
I am picking. Now, let's see. I feel a lot of pressure right now.
You should.
Yeah, I'm going with New England, Steve.
Way to cave.
Well, I had New England, and I started the line here. Let's talk line. 3-point spread. Where's the money going? Because that's how I like to make my
prediction. I haven't called Brent Musburger yet. He knows this stuff now. I don't.
I mean, I feel like the money is on Atlanta. Is on New England with 3, which makes me want to pick Atlanta. But I think if I'm picking the game, I'm picking New England. That makes sense.
And what's your final score?
I'm going to go with 27-21.
So it's a good game.
Yeah, I think it'll be a very good
game. But, Ham, it sounds like you're saying maybe a blowout.
No, I'm not. No, and like I said, the Patriots, yeah, they're a very, very good team. They're not one of those special teams we will think about 10 years from now. But in the word team, I mean, that's where they excel. They've got a bunch of players, including Martellus Bennett, including Shea McClellan, that know their little job and what they're supposed to do. And it's a very impressive thing when you see it, you know, manifest itself into a Super Bowl run. And think about this. You know, I look at it like this. The Pittsburgh Steelers had a very – and we know Le'Veon Bell, you know, pulled up lame early, and he didn't play. Well, D'Angelo Williams, good back. But New England had every answer for the Pittsburgh Steelers offense, who a lot of folks think could be the most dangerous in football. Well, Atlanta, very similar. You know, big arm quarterback, a lot of weapons, a lot of, you know, great receiver, a tight end that can force you. And all. Well, the Patriots did a great job of shutting them down. So, I'm just saying, I think New England is a very good team, and they'll probably win like 30-23. But I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it'll be maybe a touchdown one way or the other difference.
Falcons, 34. Patriots, 21.
I hope you're right. I'd love to see it.
I don't want to see a 2-touchdown game at the end. I'd like to see it come down to a field goal because Hamp and I love the kickers. I don't know. I just feel like it's Falcons.
Well, Carmen's the size Falcons of a kicker. When we hang up, throw the book. just for old time's sake.
Hamp, you see that Indy's punter and Pat McAfee is retiring to go into media? He's a punter. He's making millions.
Well, hey, what are you going to say? I will tell you this. Chris Ballard, the guy they hired to take over down there, may have came in and said, you know, hey, it's time you either make it, you know, we're going to send you somewhere or you retire. So a lot of strange things are going to happen down in Indy in the next month.
Speaking of strange things, any Bears news you're aware of?
No. And, you know, again, the further along we go, that, you know, we don't hear about this, you know, release of Cutler, that the more I think, you know, as much as most folks are chagrined, and everyone's had a belly full. You know, even Coach Dick came out this week and said, hey, you look at both these quarterbacks, you know, obviously they're at the top of their game. They don't have anything that Jay Cutler doesn't have except, you know, obviously the performance and the pedigree of getting it done. So I'm just saying, unless you say, hey, you're going to bring in Garoppolo, you're going to see Jay Cutler here come September.
Thought you liked me. That's the Hall of Famer, Dan Hampton.